The Water Values Podcast, session 130.
Welcome to the Water Values Podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to water utilities, resources, treatment, reuse, and all things water. Now here's your host, Dave McGibson.
Hello and welcome to another session of the Water Values Podcast. As my daughter Sarah said, my name is Dave McGimsey, and thank you very much for joining me. We've got a great show for you, as usual. We have a guest that, you know, when you talk to him, it, like, experience just drips off of this interview. I mean, he's got a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge, a lot of wisdom that he's gained over the years, and you're really going to enjoy this interview with David Putnam, who's going to talk about sewer overflows and other sewer related issues from a contractor's point of view. And so I think you're really going to enjoy this. But before we get to the interview, a couple of quick announcements as normal. First off, if you haven't rated or reviewed the podcast yet, please consider doing so. You can do it on Apple Podcasts. You can do it on Stitcher, TuneIn, other podcast directories out there. Just, it would really help others find the podcast and give them another reason to consider listening by reading your review. And speaking of reading reviews, we picked up 3 more 5-star interviews this week. So thanks very much to those of you who gave your 5-star review. We also have 5-star rating. We also have 1 new review by Falconer. Falconer says he's new to the infrastructure space and 5 stars. And here's his review. He says, being a new entrant to infrastructure, Dave's podcasts have helped gear me up and steer me in the right direction when doing research and reading on relevant areas to my new position. Being in the technology space and specifically for water infrastructure, I found these podcasts to be invaluable to getting me on track with the knowledge I need to take back to my teams and prospective clients. Thanks, Dave. Well, Falconer, you're very welcome. Thank you for the great rating and review on Apple Podcasts. So thanks so much. And with that, I think it's time to get rolling. So let's open the valves, fasten your seatbelts, and here we go. Well, David, welcome to the Water Values Podcast. Thanks so much for coming on. Can you, just for starters here, tell us a little about who you are, your background, and how you got into the water industry?
Through college by working in the wastewater industry. When I got out, we started my brothers and my sister and I made a construction company, J. Ball Corporation, where we replaced sewers, we fixed sewers, we put in new sewer systems. Then we started Innovative Trenchless Systems, which is a pipe bursting company. And next thing was Sewer Century. We started a company here recently called Sewer Century. We have 16 U.S. patents that apply to sewer systems or machines that replace sewer systems. We've been in the sewer industry for 40 years now, so you could say we've been in the wastewater industry all our lives.
Got it. Now, over 40 years, I'm sure you've seen a lot of change in the industry. Before we kind of get into today's topic, I just want to touch base and kind of get your thoughts on, you know, where the industry's, you know, been and come during those 40 years.
Well, 40 years is a lot of things have changed, but some things have not. It's like, you know, when I was younger, say 18 years old, we were laying clay pipe, which was the best pipe out there. There wasn't any PVC or polyethylene pipe back then. The clay pipe was the best thing ever. And concrete pipe. Well, these pipes are what's in the ground today that we're having to rehabilitate with pipe bursting, with lining and whatnot. So you see a change. Yes, we've seen a change through these 40 years. But some things have not changed. It's like manhole covers. If you look at manhole covers 100 years ago, they're made the same today. They're round, they're cast iron, they're metal to metal with a ring and cover meet. The bumps on the ring and cover back way back when were for horses, where they wouldn't slip and fall. So the roughness of it today serves for cars. So they hadn't changed. And that's kind of amazing to me. And that's what we're going to talk a little bit about today.
Yeah, yeah. So let's continue down down this path. But you know what? Before we get there, you mentioned 16 patents that that your company owned. Can you tell us just a little about what those patents? You know, I know you said they are for sewers and rehabilitating sewers or machinery that rehabilitates sewers. But can you kind of expand on that a little bit? Because with with 40 years of construction experience in the industry, I just want to find out a little more about what you've been able to leverage your experience with to get those patents.
Okay. The pipe burst machines, there's probably, out of the 16, we probably have 12 that have to do with pipe burst equipment. We come from Louisiana. We're based in Louisiana. And in the South, we have a different kind of soil. And we got into pipe bursting. We saw that it was a really good means of rehabilitating sewer lines. You won't have to dig up the streets, you know, like we used to do. So we invented a lot of things in that industry. In other words, we have to go fast in order to pipe burst in Louisiana because the ground is it comes back and grabs your pipe while you're pulling. So there was no machinery on the market that would go that fast. So we come up with some machines that were fast and some other things that helped us out, upsizing and whatnot. Then the other, say, four patents have to do with sewer gas. We have a vent. They have blowers that in the pump stations today that are in line, and they suck the gas out of the pump station, and this gas will eat these motors up.
Mm-hmm.
The fans, the blowers. So we've come up with an idea to put it off to the side and have fresh air going through your blower and still create that vacuum.
So wow.
Something like that. And then we have, you know, a method of stopping inflow into manhole covers.
Okay.
That kind of about what it's about.
Gotcha, gotcha. And so let's start talking about that last subject because I know that's what we really want to get into today. Is you know, INI, CSOs, manholes, and how those all interrelate. To start off, can you kind of you know frame the issue for us concerning INI, which I'm sure most of the listeners know is inflow and infiltration. Can you frame the relationship of INI with the sewer system and why manhole covers are such an integral component of that discussion?
Okay. Well, the first thing we're concerned with is clean water. Well, you ask anybody, do they want clean water? Yes, there's no nose in this, and that's what we're looking at. We're contaminating our environment with this, with our own sewers, because of the INI that comes into the sewers when it's raining, or the groundwater tank. So when mainly inflow is the problem that creates the SSOs on sewer systems, which is sanitary sewer overflows. EPA of Washington, D.C. did a study on the history of sewer systems, and in the study they found that SSOs have always been with us. And, quote, in this study, by far most SSOs are due to rainstorms. So, you also have a sewer gas problem in your sewer systems. David, have you ever seen the YouTube videos with the manholes?
Yes, I am very familiar with those.
That right there is sewer gas.
Okay.
Several men and women have been killed by sewer gas inside the sewer systems. It's also corrosive to your sewer systems. The money goes up because, you know, and whose money is it, David, that we have you ever had your sewer rates go up?
Oh, yeah, I'm very familiar with that. I know all about it, but. Yeah, so it's coming from the ratepayers, right? So that they're the ones who are ultimately on the hook for this stuff.
Yeah, that's costing the public, you and me, money to fix all this. something about it because infrastructure, the sewer in the infrastructure is huge. It's like worth $1 trillion in the United States alone. So the overflows, you know, create a problem to our environment, to our health, and, of course, to our pocketbook as far as the public. So the public really needs to get involved with this to try to solve these problems of contaminating this our environment and creating a health issue. Because if you look on the Internet, you find these studies of sewer